This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 at the hour. Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I working over the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that people are talking about. And they certainly are talking a lot about these ALS challenges. How much money, Kenny, has been raised so far? It's been in the millions, isn't it? Like 21
13 million? 13
million. 13 million.
And what was it last year at this time? Like 32,000 or something?
But yeah, it was very
small.
How
did this get started? Who started this? How did it get started?
You know what's interesting is the person that actually I was sharing with Michael and Ken off the air, the person that inspired all of this actually passed away over the weekend.
Really? Who?
There was the founder. What was the founder's name, Ken?
I don't remember. I'm looking it up now. What are you talking about?
The founder of this group, I guess, was inspired by this man who was suffering, 28-year-old guy
who was suffering
with ALS, right? Yeah. And so to celebrate this weekend, because they've been raising so much money, mm-hmm. the guy actually was in a swimming pool and died.
Really?
Yeah.
Drowned, you mean?
Drowned.
Wow.
I don't think so.
This is, by the way, otherwise known as Lou Gehrig disease, for those of you who don't know what ALS is. This is something that was new. It's just sort of one of those things that just popped. I've gotten so many emails, and I bet you have, two Facebook posts from people who have done it. My friend Jimmy Troha, who's the president of Juniata College in Pennsylvania, did it yesterday. He saw that. Just everywhere. So I'm going to do it tomorrow, and the twist is going to be I'm going to use milk from my dairy farm instead of water. We'll do it. We'll video it. I'll challenge some of the usual suspects. Let's see what happens. Our poll today, interesting enough.
I want to see you do it, Dougie.
Yeah, I'll do it. The poll today at DougSteffen.com asks whether or not you've taken part in this ice bucket challenge. A, yes, I dumped an ice bucket on my head. B, yes, but I just donated. No, C, not yet, but I'm going to. D, no, I'm not interested. E, I don't know what the ice bucket challenge is. Well, and where is the money amount? What normally has been the money that's been attributed to this? And does the person who takes the ice bucket challenge actually give the donation, or are you challenging others to give the donation? How does that fit into it as well?
Both.
Really?
Both. And there are a lot of people who criticize this because they say you dump a bucket of ice on your head and then that means you don't have to donate, which isn't mm-hmm. really the case at all.
You still have to donate $10.
Yeah, and people have been doing that. But this has also raised so much awareness about ALS.
Oh, yeah.
And you can criticize it all you want, but it's working.
Why would you criticize it?
Well, because you get sick of seeing people dumping water on their head.
Wow.
I mean, if you are a Facebook or Twitter user, that's all you see are people just dumping. It's everywhere.
I'll challenge your father. How's that? You better go out and buy a couple of gallons of milk.
My dad thinks it's so stupid.
Well, it doesn't mean
it's
worthwhile doing.
Genius in the fact that this is something that would go viral. It's gotten celebrities involved.
Yeah.
You know, people are looking up their favorites now to see how they're dumping the water. I know Ben Affleck yesterday did a really cute one. He got challenged by Tyler Perry, and he was standing in front of his pool, and he said, you know, I challenge people that look good in wet t-shirts, Jimmy Kimmel and Matt Damon, and the lady holding the bucket, and it's his wife, of course, Jennifer Garner. She dumps the bucket on his head, and then he grabs her, and they jump in the pool.
All right.
Fully clothed.
So do you have to dump the bucket on yourself, or somebody's got to dump it on you?
Doesn't matter. You could do it either way.
Okay. All right, so we'll do that tomorrow. Our poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com asked, what was the most you've ever paid for a single app? And that story follows with this Texas mother who created a new app that will keep children from ignoring calls and text. Is that a problem? Well, your kids are grown up, so they wouldn't ignore you, Kenny. I'm wondering whether, Jennifer, you have people, not your children, but people will send you a text, and you either look at it or you don't. Do you look at the slug line and say, oh, I don't want to look at a text from that guy? Or, as I have done for many years and most other people have, if you don't recognize the caller, or if it's somebody that you do recognize, you don't want to talk to them, you don't.
Oh.
You don't
ditch
do that?
Calls?
You don't. You never answer the phone when I call. What
That's
are you talking
about? My phone is always in
you
my purse.
You never answer the phone.
My
Come
phone's
on.
Always in my purse, and it's always on silent because I can't stand listening to people's phones ring.
How much is she charging for this app, Kenny? This woman.
I think it's only like $1.99.
Mm-hmm. $1.99. Okay. So that's certainly reasonable, whether it works or not.
Did you see how it works?
Cool. Tell us how it works.
You put this app on your phone and your child's phone.
Yeah.
And then when you text or call them, if they don't respond, you activate the app, and it locks out their phone, so the only thing they can do is call
it's
you.
It's a great idea.
Really?
Yep.
Oh,
and I think that they should do this also for, like, your boyfriend, husband, you know, a significant other. All think about that. Agree. If you, you know, you call me before you call anybody else. Mm-hmm. Mothers everywhere love this app, I think.
What's the most you ever paid for a single app was the question yesterday on the poll at DougStephan.com. Let's see here. 29% said between $1 and $10. 24% of you who responded to the poll said I only get free apps. That would be me. Let's see here. 15% said between 10 and 20 bucks. 14% said I don't know. 11% said between 20 and 50 bucks. 8% said over 50. How many apps are there that are over 50 bucks?
Gosh, I don't know.
There are a lot.
Are there
really? What kind of apps are $50?
Well, there are a lot of them that that are used for colleges that have basically complete libraries hooked up to them.
Hmm.
So you can pay hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars.
Really? All right. Yeah. We have some other wild animal stories. Other wild animal stories. I don't know whether I would consider the. I should have a comma there. Wild comma animal stories. Wild stories about the challenge. I think some of the stories that I've read are just silly, crazy, fun. This is another wild, crazy, fun story and/or scenario. Actually, there are two of them. And we'll have them for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, I'm Doug Stephan with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and 12 ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value Inn treats me like family, with free internet so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning, and instant rewards with the Value Club, so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to AmericasBestValueInn.com and discover the best value on the road.
This next song goes out to someone real special. Web developers. You've developed a World Wide Web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage, and Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equalizing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Are you gonna love this one? Maybe we should change this song. Never mind, they only come up to our knees. Instead, Michael, start over again, will you please? I'm gonna put some new lyric in this. I hate Chinese.
Negative.
Is that too negative? I don't hate anybody or anything. It's a horrible word, and so I'm going to edit it out of my mind. But let's say, I just like Chinese. Another reason to dislike what's going on in the Chinese food production department, the folks at Heinz Foods, responsible for ketchup and all kinds of other things, have recalled large batches of an infant cereal that they sell. Now, I'm trying to figure out whether this is because the lead that's in this cereal is something that came from China, or are we selling it in China and it actually came from here? This is a lead.
Well, the way Michael told the story today, and I haven't seen it, but Michael, maybe you want to fill us in. You said that that's our payback because this is an American cereal in China, right?
Yeah,
right.
It's Heinz product and it's being sold in China.
And it has a lot of calcium. It's called, let's see here, AD calcium high protein cereal. And
delicious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Doesn't
Yum.
That sound great? So the FDA, why is there an FDA official in China?
Well, it's an American product.
Well, so what do they send them over to? Let China worry about with it. What are you sending one of our FDAs into China for? Is this stuff sold in America, too?
I haven't heard of it.
I never heard of it before.
I haven't either.
Nah. All right. So, okay. Is this a turnabout being fair
it's
play?
Fair. Give me a break. Okay. They constantly send us lead. Let's go. Take it back. Take that, China.
Yeah. We're going to kill all your babies.
Yeah.
China.
You all that
Boo.
Pain you're sending our way. Give
right, exactly. All right. Did you hear about this Alabama family? Hunter is celebrating the catch of a 15-foot-long alligator weighing 1,000 pounds. Picture at DougStephan.com.
It's a big
the largest
alligator
ever legally killed by an Alabama hunter. Let's see here. The first attempt completely destroyed. This was some kind of a challenge, Kenny. Is that right? They have a challenge? Let's see who can kill the biggest.
I think they were just hunting. This just happened to be a record-setting size gator.
Did you see the story last week where teachers at a junior high school in Texas got a surprise when they went back to school? One of the doors was guarded by a 6-foot-long alligator. The kids were going to school. I think I'd take the day off from school were that to be the case. 21 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kesley here on Good Day.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Some people want to fill the world with silly love songs. And what's wrong with that? I'd like to know. 'Cause here I go.
That's for you, Jen Jen. According to today's New York Post,
yes,
Paul McCartney is about to enter into a recording session with an unlikely partner. I am going to share with you who that partner is likely to be, at least according to the gossip columns. We'll have the identity of the strange mystery guest in just a moment here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super Einstein.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rate. And with so many super destinations, you can find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Kanye West. So according to the story in the Post anyway, McCartney and West are going to record some music together.
Why?
Sources say that they have been secretly working on a number of tracks, one of them titled blank on my grave.
Tinkle.
Tinkle on my grave, right.
The P word for tinkle.
P on my grave. The story comes a couple of days after the Daily Mail in England quoted sources saying Kanye West was hoping to feature Paul McCartney on his follow-up to Yeezus, which is...
Why do I feel so funny when you say it?
Huh?
Yeezus.
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 All right, so Kenny, is this like for real or not? Is this a bunch of hooey?
I hope it's a bunch of hooey. I can't imagine. And Paul's out on tour, so it's not like he's doing any recording right now anyway.
Maybe this is just Kanye's way of getting more attention.
Apparently,
you know,
Kanye was
headline today.
Acknowledged in attendance at the Dodger Stadium show last week. McCartney performed Dodger Stadium. That would
My mom was there.
Take. She like it?
Yes, of course.
Did a good job? Yeah?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 3 hours, yeah. She said.
No! He performed for 3 hours?
Almost 3 hours, yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he must love to perform. When you put that kind of energy into something...
I know. 72 years old, he's in great shape.
Yeah. Wow. That's really
something cool.
Special. All right. Anyway, the story at DougStephan.com. Right next to one of our orange buzz boxes, every page of DougStephan.com has the orange buzz box, and you can sign up for a free pound of coffee the buzz box way. Jennifer loves it. Michael loves it. People in my family are drinking it. People that I know are drinking it. People all around the country are drinking it. Find out what they're drinking and enjoying. Find out why they love it. Find out how you can help. Buzzbox Coffee, 866-456-7805, or just go to that orange box at DougStephan.com. Order your free pound of Buzzbox Coffee.
It's called a celebration vacation, and usually it marks a major milestone.
Anniversaries, birthdays, retirements, and even weddings.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Where do many of them go? AARP researcher Sammy Hassania.
Within the United States, Las Vegas, Disney resorts, L.A., Florida, and Hawaii are the top destinations. For international destinations, France and Italy are the top countries that people want to visit.
But for some people, particularly those over 50, planning a celebration vacation can feel like a chore.
17% of people say sticking to a budget is the challenge. 11% say identifying activities to do at the destination.
AARP's online travel center can help. You'll get travel tips, including things to see from travel expert Samantha Brown. Find out how much things cost, and you can book your trip all in one spot at travel.aarp.org. Then all you've got to do is pack. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact 1, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact 3, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. Are you looking for a good man, Jennifer?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Ron Hoffman's going to join us in a few minutes.
He's a good man.
He is. Got some insight information about the latest medical news this week. If you're looking for a good man, there are seven things you should be looking for. Number one.
Let me get out my pen and paper. Okay.
Right. He is family oriented.
Definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
I'm not talking about somebody who still lives with his parents.
No.
I think you can agree that that's not desirable. But
definitely not.
A guy who loves his family, gets along with the family. A guy who's great relationships with his mother. If he loves his mother, there's a pretty good chance he's going to love you. All right. Number two. Man should be humble.
Man should be humble.
Humility is a good thing. Sometimes it means not showing off or trying to outshine others.
Quiet confidence.
A lot of women find themselves attracted to aggressive, competitive men who actively engage in public displays of masculinity. You won't find that kind of behavior.
You don't want to go out with somebody who's going to go out and pick a fight with somebody.
No, that's stupid.
Yeah. You want someone who's confident, who could defend you if a fight broke out, but isn't going to be the cause of it.
I'd rather have a woman that could defend me.
You do.
I do, as a matter of fact. That's right. I absolutely do.
Believe me, if I keep that to the two of you, my money goes to her.
Really? All right. Here's another thing that women, according to the survey that I read, find interesting. Good men sometimes seem boring, but that may be because he is stable, secure, friendly, a good companion. Long-term relationships sometimes are not best if they are a roller coaster ride.
There's a lot of women that are addicted to drama, too. So that's actually probably the most important one that you said. So candidate the safe guy.
Nice guys finished first or last?
First.
In the game of love. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. In the game of love. Attentive, responsive, nice guy. Not overbearing. Not pushy. Who needs that? Ugh. Men who are generous. You know, I'm thinking about this stuff as I look at a survey. It'd be nice to have these things as they apply to a woman as well. Right? And a mate, what do you want? You want somebody who's generous? Somebody who's introverted? Right?
Introverted.
If you're an extroverted woman, are you interested in an introverted or extroverted man? What works better?
It depends, but I would want someone who's okay to be out, you know, in public.
Out.
That can go places with you. Sure.
Yeah, okay. Just a couple of things to gently lay on
before
your head.
Before I lock him away into his holding
place. Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, so we've, as most people have, been focusing a lot of our attention the last 4 or 5 days on what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri. Racial tensions continuing to erupt. I remember back through the first presidential campaign, Mr. Obama came to Philadelphia. Remember they had a lot of trouble when he was running?
Wasn't it during the election, or actually during the voting time? They had the Black Panthers out kind of intimidating people.
Yeah. He says that, or he did at the time, the wounds which were obvious at that point in time have been painful, but they can be healed. So now when you fast forward 6 years, the president is, as he ought to be, pleading for calm and understanding. But the public doesn't really want, and has not to do, well, maybe it does have to do with the fact that he's partially black. And I say that because his mother was white, right? His father black, his mother was white, if I remember correctly. Anyway, he's trying to figure out how to defuse this situation, and I don't see that happening. I don't see him playing a role here other than perhaps having Holder try to investigate what's going on, bring the Justice Department in, which nobody wants, at least nobody there wants.
Speaking about it quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, but what's...
It's a tough thing, you know, it's a tough thing, I think, as president when something like this happens, because you get criticized if they take it out of the hands of the state, as they should. I mean, this is the state's problem. But at the same time, you're either not doing too much, you're doing too much, or you're doing too little, I would think.
One of the issues here, Kenny, is how blacks are treated differently by police. And they are. And if you don't believe it, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. There is a difference in the way, whether it's deserved. People can say, well, they commit all the crime.
Yeah, crime statistics.
Well, I'm not sure that those crime stats hold up. I really am. And then there are people who say the black community, that's a lousy statement. That's a general. Some people who are black say that it happens just because, well, the reason that there's so much crime is because there's so much prejudice and they have no choice. And that's a really bad argument because it doesn't work. I mean, there's no way you can sell that. So what is the problem? And that's where you get into the nitty-gritty of this. I think that's maybe what Obama's dealing with. I think a lot of other people are trying to deal with it. What the heck is the problem? We have one problem where and this is me guessing, my gut, whatever it is. I have no facts to back this up. Not one iota of fact, but my feeling is the policeman way overreacted. You think? That's my feeling.
That way. What's the desired outcome here is my question.
Of
this whole thing. I mean, this is going on and on and on 8 nights in a row.
Justice.
Do they want to? Well, that's what I'm
asking.
That's
what most people with sensible overviews is it. But all the violence.
Right.
But it's being perpetrated by a few people. There are a few rabble-rousers who are there that are stirring up members of the community. But if you look at it, and I think most of the stuff that I've seen, tell me if I'm wrong, as I look around and try to absorb all of this stuff, the National Guard being there and the
It looked
the
to me
film.
Like there were about 200 people out on the streets in the footage that I was watching last night.
Right.
Which is a lot of people in one place, town that size.
But what I'm saying is that those people who are there who are, I don't know if I want to say, starting this. I mean, look at all the photos. I'm just running through, scanning through a bunch of photos of what's going on in this community. What is it, 60% black? What is this community?
It's largely a black community. And there's only three black police officers on that local police force.
How many on the police force total?
I don't know that number. I just know that there's a small amount given the percentage of the community. But also, that's a small town police department. So, you know, the people that are really going to want to make some money, that are going to want to make some money, would go to the bigger cities nearby. They go to St. Louis to become police officers.
They go to Ferguson, Missouri to become police because they can't become police anywhere else.
Perhaps.
And so as a result of that, they don't really know. But there, it's back to my premise of these people are there. They are not well trained. They're not well paid. They got a gun. They've shown the world that they don't know what they're doing. I'm looking at all their tweets. What do we have for Twitter or Facebook? Not information, but opinions, because that's really all. When you post something on Facebook or Twitter, you're really. All you're doing is, in essence, giving an opinion. So what do we have, Kenny?
Max says, when the police become the military, the people become the enemy of the state. Who protects the people from the police?
Mm-hmm. What's the answer to that, by the way, from your perspective, Kenny?
I don't know. It's a really good question.
It is a good question.
I think that this thing has gotten so overblown, so many overreactions on all sides.
And part of it has been the ridiculous, badly focused news coverage, frankly, on it. Any more? You got one more comment?
Sure. Jeff says it made sense to remove the paramilitary cops. It didn't make any sense to impose a curfew and bring out the actual military.
888-302-3684. I asked why this fellow Brown was shot six times. Cornelius, what do you think?
Hey, Doug, God bless you. I talked to you last week. I listened to you on 970 AM. I happen to be black. I was a military police officer, and what I think that happened, now I don't know what exactly happened. I think he was rushed. He was beat up in the car. I'm talking about the police officer. And the guy probably realized, well, the police probably know that I'm the guy that took those cigars from the store. And they had an altercation in the car itself, and a shot went off. Then he got out of the car, and he ran. Then I think he came back toward the police officer, you know, to attack him.
They said his head was down. That's what the first autopsy showed, that he could have been in, like, a rush position.
And I think that's what happened. Now, I don't know. I wasn't an eyewitness, but I think, and he had to do what he had to do, because if he had gotten a gun from the police officer, he would have killed the police officer. But let me say this one thing. I know you got to go. On the military police side, I used to be in the National Guard. I used to be an MP, and they're there to guard that command center for right now. They want the locals to handle it. Now, what might eventually happen, the president can nationalize the military police and have them patrol the streets, as the governor could say, well, the local police or the county and the state can't handle it. I want all my military police officers to go in there and handle the situation. But you're right, Doug. It's overblown. What should have happened, the local police should have said, look, this is what really happened the first day out. And they could have diffused this whole thing.
You'd like to think that. Jason in Tennessee, quick comment from you, sir.
Yes, I think the cop obviously was scared to death, but I think these kids are taught not to respect the law and that they're the bad guys. I mean, I was always taught that the cops were the good guys growing up. Mm-hmm. But I think these officers, when they approach cars or approach people and they see that there's a disrespect coming from them or there's a confrontation before they even start, these guys have got to come at these other people that are committing crimes with they gotta be tough. I mean, we don't need preachers out here coming to them and you know, scared to break their nails. I mean, you gotta have tough guys as cops, but if you show them respect, they're gonna show respect to you. I got pulled over about 2 months ago for speeding. I'm a handgun permit holder, and first thing I did was hold both hands out the window as he approached the car, and he said, "Oh, you're good. That's all you gotta do is show respect to the cops, and they're gonna show respect to you." Of course, you got a few bad cops every now and then, may have a little attitude, but remember, teach your kids that they're the good guys. guys, and better to protect you. And I guarantee you, it'll calm the situation. Thanks, Doug.
All right, sir. Thank you. Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
And now, Katy Perry.
Imagine going on stage without any guitars or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed.
Join Katy Perry and donate at MakeRoarHappen.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Velveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Velveeta, morn and win.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is here. His website, drhoffman.com, has a newsletter. I think it's published twice. I think last week I said every week, but is it twice a month, Ron, that the newsletter comes out that you put out for your
every single week.
Oh, it is every single week.
Without fail, yes.
Yeah. All right, so there's a lot of great material in there that helps people understand things. I have a new sponsor called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, which is a fish oil. There are a lot of these around now. This company claims that it has 16 times the omega-3 content found in krill oil. I never really understood what krill oil was. What's it's an omega-3, I know, but where does it come from? Why is it called krill oil?
Well, krill is it's a tiny crustacean, which means it's in the lobster family.
Oh,
but
okay.
Think of a lobster that is smaller than your little pinky fingernail.
Right.
Very tiny, but there are literally billions and trillions of these in the ocean, and there's so many that whales subsist on krill.
Right.
They swim through the water, and they filter the krill through jaw-like structures, and so they literally eat tons of krill. There's lots of krill in the ocean, and krill is a source of omega-3s.
All right. So it's a source, and there are other sources, apparently. We've always talked about good salmon, stuff that isn't grown in the farms, right, the cod liver oil. So the reason I bring it up is because in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine this week, there's a story about fish eaters and how it affects. I think a lot of people think about Robin Williams. And what happened with him was his brain atrophying. Did that cause Parkinson's? Would he have been better off if he had had more fish oil and eaten more fish and had omega-3s and stuff? What's the impact of all of this on your brain? And as it affects Parkinson's, dementia, Alzheimer's, that kind of stuff?
Right. It's a remarkable study. It suggests that you have just one fish serving a week. And it can't be fried. It has to be broiled or baked.
Mm-hmm.
Just one fish serving a week can prevent the critical part of your brain that's associated with memory, the hippocampus, from shrinking. So you need to keep your memory intact, and you can avert dementia with that little consumption of fish. So I mean, it's obviously big public health implications.
You buying it? Do you subscribe to that theory?
I think that there really is something to it, and I do prescribe fish oil to the vast majority of my patients. I personally take a couple of fish oil capsules daily at the very least. I make it every salmon.
I do. I'm trying to have cod liver oil once a day. I've actually started taking these the Omax 3 Ultra Pure. I've been taking all. I've been actually the reason that I asked about krill is because I saw that and I thought, okay, omega-3s is a new source. I'll try that, and I did for a while. And I do. I think you notice how your brain works. I think that getting a lot of blood to your brain is very important, and you can avoid what a lot of people are suffering with the strokes and the Alzheimer's and dementia, don't you think?
Absolutely. In addition, there are some good studies that suggest that depression and even bipolar disorder are responsive to omega-3 fatty acids. Anxiety, perhaps schizophrenia. So, good for intelligence, good for mood.
Spend a second telling us what the big story is in your newsletter this week.
Well, this week I'm talking about the concept of poor protoplasm.
And what that means is that some people just are walking around in such bad shape that, you know, even if they get ill or if they go under the knife surgically, they may not come out of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm urging my audience to make sure you don't have poor protoplasm with good nutrition and so on.
Poor protoplasm, not allowed. Check out drhoffman.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Jazzmatazz. All that jazz, as it were. All that jazz. Jennifer and Kenny and I. Shelley Palmer has sent an email. And in the email, I think that he's traveling. He's gone to some show. I don't know where he is. But he didn't get to a microphone yesterday. So the details of the Sprint deal in just a moment. What they announced yesterday, I, Doug Steffen,
you were there.
I've got it.
You were on the scene.
Have I got it, Jennifer, or not?
You got it, Dougie.
I got it. Stay tuned for that here on Good Day.
The results described should not be considered as guarantees of your actual earnings or profits. Results not typical. Check terms and conditions for income disclosures.
How would you like to work from home, be your own boss, and make great money working online on your own time? These people saw the opportunity and took it.
Working online changed my life. I was able to get out of my high-pressure corporate job. It all started with HomeIncomeOnline.com.
I love that I'm able to spend more time with my kids while making over $10,000 per month.
Go to HomeIncomeOnline.com today and enter special code 1212 to learn about a multi-billion dollar industry that's just waiting for you to tap into its incredible earning potential. Full and part-time opportunities are currently available.
I just graduated college, and I'm making more money than I ever imagined.
Are you ready to start making real money working online from home? Just go to HomeIncomeOnline.com now and enter special code 2121 to get your risk-free information kit. That's www.HomeIncomeOnline.com, special code 2121.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got combos for 50 cents. So cool. Google for 39 cents. Way. And a 16 gig flash drive for $7. I got
I must love that ish. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got comp books for 50 cents, school glue for 39 cents, and a 16 gig flash drive for $7. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supply to store. Staples.com for details.
All right, if Shelley Palmer were here,
yes,
he would be telling us about Sprint announcing a new family rate plan allowing up to 10 lines to share 20 gigabytes worth of data for $100 a month.
Oh, that's cool. So if you have a lot of little kids, well, yeah, that way you don't have to worry about them going online so much. They can just use the phone in emergencies.
If Shelley were here, he would tell us this is the first move in what is expected to be a far more aggressive pricing policy under the new CEO of Sprint. Sprint's also offering to reimburse up to $350 of the cost of ending a contract with somebody else. Wow, that is kind of earth-shaky, isn't it? That T-Mobile tried that, I think. I don't know how successful they've been, but that's really the object lesson here. People are fed up with these plans because they're always getting screwed around. You go into a Verizon store and you try to get a new phone, and they want you to up for another 2 years. Anyway, there are a bunch of caveats on Sprint's new plan, with some of the pricing being offered only for a limited time. Also, to get the cheapest pricing, all customers have to be coming from another carrier and bringing over their number. Even for those customers that are doing that, $100 a month pricing is good through the end of 2015, requires signing up before the end of September.
So, Pop Quiz, right? Dougie, what did you just say?
I just said that if... Well, you want me to explain it again, or are you confused?
No,
seriously,
I was just pop quizzing you to see if you understood it.
I understand that Sprint will give... I have a Verizon thing. And I know that if I had to get out, because I got four phones on it, it would cost me more than $350.
That's true.
If I were going to try to get out.
So you know this is good.
Unless I just ignored them and let them, you know, chase me around for the money.
Which, maybe,
yeah, well, it is, but all of this stuff is. It really is. This is the stories and the amount of money that's wrapped up around this. Verizon's a very well. They were all making a lot of money screwing around.
Yeah,
with you.
No one's hurting except for us.
Yeah, right, exactly. 58 past the hour.
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. Our nation's wounded veterans, men and women who have served our country, are accepting a new challenge in the form of a mountain. Soldiers to Summits, or S2S, and Wells Fargo are hosting an expedition to California's Mount Whitney to help wounded veterans overcome their emotional barriers while climbing a physical one. Wells Fargo is focused on transitioning veterans into civilian life and has committed $35 million through 2015 in support of veterans. S2S, a program of No Barriers USA, uses mountains as a metaphor and training ground to help veterans live a life of purpose. Executive Director, No Barriers USA, David Cherna.
During the Mission Mount Whitney journey, our soldiers are going to learn that what's within them is stronger than what's in their way. They're going to learn to tackle adversity in a new way, and they're going to bring that lesson about how to live their lives back to their civilian lifestyle so that they can achieve their dreams.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.